I will just kick it off with everything that happened today there to start us off. Sorry, I just had to write down something down. So today at breakfast, we had three great speakers. So we started off hearing from the Boys and Girls Club. So we actually have an amazing Boys and Girls Club here. Started off in Coffeyville and then has grown all over Southeast Kansas. The biggest Boys and Girls Club in Kansas. And it was actually the very first one. I don't know if it's the biggest now, but it was the very first one in Kansas. Tons of programs that they do. I mean, they just have so many going on all the time. And, of course, amazing staff and board. But, yeah, they are now in Coffeyville, Independence, Caney, I think Cherryville. But they just continue to grow. So they kind of shared some announcements today, and it was awesome. Then we had Rick Whitson. He is the Director of Emergency Management for Montgomery County. And was sharing something that some of you probably have heard out in the news, but there is a new levee emergency plan that they are working on. So obviously, you're kind of new to the area, but you probably, I don't know if you have, but back in 2007, we had a catastrophic flood here, kind of wiped out part of our town. In 2019, I don't know how many people know this, but it actually was so close to going over again. We were that close to having another emergency. And so Rick has really been campaigning hard to get together a plan all across the state. So not just in this Sauk County, but people north of us, people south of us that gets affected. So they've been working for the last several years on phase one, gathering information. Now phase two is to, the goal is to get funding from the state and from national resources to not only have a plan if something happens, but actually to try to prevent it happening. And one of the questions we always get, well, just raise the levy. Why can't you just do that? And turns out it's actually way harder to raise a levy than people ever imagined. It would, I mean, the amount it would cost and the work it would be is crazy. So, but there are some things that we can do to mitigate and prevent. And so we're working on that. And I'm so grateful for Rick to lead this and for all of our city people involved to help out. So we also had Dave from the Coffeyville Recreation Commission, along with Boys and Girls. They were their very first rec in the state of Kansas and was so popular, did so well that all of a sudden everybody else in Kansas goes, wait, we need one of those. And now there are 365 of those across the state. But they're very, they just, one of the things that I'm very proud of our rec, for one, they have the cheapest rates in the state, and they even have scholarships. Their goal is, we don't care what student, we want to make sure everybody has access to all the athletics and then the games and, programs. So I love that. Two, we have a daddy-daughter ball every year, and ours is the largest in the state. I mean, it beats out Wichita and Kansas City and everything, about 700 to 800 people in attendance. So it's amazing. But probably what everybody wants to hear is what's happening at Sherwin-Williams. So a few years back, they had phase one, which is to build some soccer and football areas out there to play. Then phase two, they introduced a skate park. So now we have a skate park. Phase three, we've been talking about it for years, and it's finally moving forward. Spring of this coming spring, 2023, they will break ground on the new phase, which is a fitness area. A destination playground, so it's like not just your regular playground, but some kind of tourist attractions, and then an urban soccer field, which have really just exploded across the nation, but they actually have a turf field, and they have walls, actually, and nets and everything. So we're getting all kinds of amazing, wonderful things out there at Sherwin-Williams, and I'm so excited to see that move forward. So also some other things today that we heard. We had Chuck, who talked about the hot dogs and history coming up this Saturday. That is out at the Air Museum. If you've never been there, everybody, please go. I mean, we have a really good treasure out there of all of our aviation history here in the area. Also coming up is the Fright Spook Trails at Cedar Bluff Camp. Get the kiddos, go out, get scared, have fun. It's always awesome. And that'll be the last two weekends here in October. Salvation Army was there today sharing that their next event is the Soup Lunch. That will be October 18th, one of my favorite days. I love soup. I mean, who doesn't love soup? But I really love soup. And then they have it. Not only can you walk in, but you can do a drive-thru. Get some soup that day. So other things going on this weekend is, of course, the Chambers Hops Around Town Brew Fest. Last chance to get your tickets. We've got a cornhole tournament. We have four bands. We have a barbecue cook-off. Just everything you can imagine. It'll be there. A lot of fun downtown at the UP Pocket Park. So you can go online on our website or Facebook page and get tickets, or you can come in the chamber. I also am needing a couple of volunteers. I had some things happen and we lost some people. So we'd love to have some volunteers. If you're interested, give me a call. Okay. Sorry for the short notice on this. We had to change some schedules around, but I am excited. Next week, we are hosting legislative forums. So we get ready to have obviously November is big election time. So our local District 11 race, we are going to have a forum on that October 11th. Of course, our very own Ron Bryce here in Coffeyville will be one of them. And that'll be 6 o'clock at the Windsor Event Center. KGF will be broadcasting live that day. We'll have it on Facebook and on the radio. And then John Leonard doesn't know this yet, but we are able, I think, to move forward on October 13th for the District 2 race. And Congressman LaTurner and candidate Schmidt, LaTurner has confirmed Schmidt is trying to get it worked out. So hopefully October 13th we'll also have another forum. We will be emailing that and putting that on Facebook out this week. We still need businesses and organizations to sign up for a table for the Spooktacular. So mark your calendar for October 20th. All the ghouls and monsters will be walking downtown, and that's a fun event. If you haven't visited the Visit Coffeyville page, then you probably haven't heard. We have a new icy flavor. So new to our area is ices were invented here in Coffeyville. And so we have an icy machine down at the chamber, and we have a new flavor for fall. It's called Orange Cream, and it is very, very good. It kind of tastes like those orange push pops, so love them. Oh. So come on down before it gets cold, because we'll probably only have it another month or two going on. We mentioned this last week, but that's still very important. Coffeyville residents are asked to voluntarily do water restrictions. We are under a watch, and it's not a panic yet. You know, this is still the watch phase, but do your part. You know, you don't have to wash your car every day. You don't have to have a fancy sprinkling system going. I mean, it's fall. You can let the grass kind of die a little bit, do some hand watering, but just cut back a little bit and conserve, because fortunately we don't see rain coming anytime soon. So, yeah. Okay, some other things going on. One of our local companies is turning 25. Tess and Durlo Curley, TKI, been a part of Coffeyville 25 years with great success, and their production's becoming one of the most trusted products in crop nutrition. So excited for their milestone, and we'll be celebrating with them here in the next couple weeks. I also want to do a big shout out and thank you for some groups. We've had a lot of groups come down in town and do some cleanup for our downtown area, especially because last weekend we had Dalton Days. This weekend, of course, Brewfest, and we wanted to make sure our downtown looked good and pretty for all our visitors. So the JAG students cleaned up Death Alley recently, and then both Holy Name students and Coffeyville Rotary had downtown cleanup days recently. So just thank you all for helping to keep our downtown clean for our visitors. Some donations are needed. The Coffeyville Friends of Animal are seeking donations to help take care of the animals in their care. So you can go out to their Facebook page, and they have a list of items they're needing. And they're also going to have trick-or-treat buckets on the animal kennels so that they can have some little treats too. So congratulations to the CCC marketing team. They received 3 silver and 1 bronze award at the District 5 conference in Iowa recently. So congratulations to Ashley Tapman, Andrew Elrod, and Blake Cole. That was an awesome thing to be represented well. So, and then to wrap up, I'll just share events. Of course, this is that time of year. There's constant events every day. So much going on. But yesterday, if you missed it, it was the CCC Marching Band Festival. They first year they did it, and it went off wonderfully. So this will be an annual event, bringing in all those bands, and that's going to be awesome to see. Tonight, the Midwest Pregnancy Center is having a banquet and fundraiser. And we also have, that's October 7th. I need to check that out. I think that's October 7th, not tonight. Also, this Friday, October 7th, is the last outdoor movie night of the year. And that'll be downtown right there in front of the Midland Theater. And then, of course, as I said, tomorrow is the Hot Dogs in History and the Hops Around Town Brew Fest. It is also the CCC Homecoming Football Game. So, constant activity going on this weekend. We also have lots of alumni in town. So, just put on your smiling faces and welcome everybody back to Coffeyville. And then I think the last thing coming up is Coffeyville Rec is having a pumpkin paint party on October 10th. But that's just a few events. We publish a community calendar, so go out to our website, and that's listed on there, and all the events coming up in Coffeyville are on there. A lot is going on. October's just that peak time where everybody wants to have an event, so a lot of things going on. But if you want to know more about events or about maybe something I mentioned today, of course, just call the chamber anytime. Our website has a lot of great information and Facebook page, but you can call us at 251-2550, or of course, just stop in the chamber and ask us, and then you get your icy. So that's perfect. Let's see. I make sure I didn't miss anything else, but I think that is all we had. Lots of good stuff going on in Coffeyville, though.
Absolutely, and it's interesting that you have to cover water on both sides of the spectrum, what to do if there's too much
and
what to do if there's not enough.
I know, but I'm so glad that we are proactive as a community and not waiting until another emergency and going, what are we going to do? So now it's the new plan is going to, it has trigger points. So now they'll be like, okay, it's up to here. Now this triggers this resource from the state of Kansas or the National Guard or this, and we can put plans in place and not react. Let's be proactive. So I love it.
Absolutely. It's always great to have a plan in place just in case.
Yes.
And that goes for more than just water. That goes for just about anything.
Oh, absolutely. Anything. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Candy Westbrook joining us from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. As always, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you much.
Absolutely. 9:23. We will be back with more Open Line here in just a couple minutes on the Mighty 690 KGGF.